Hey guys, you're listening to the English Made Simple show. This is episode number 314, number 314, numero 314. Hey everybody, you're tuning in to the English Made Simple show, and as always, I'm your host Milena. Welcome back, amigos. Welcome back to the show. This is episode number 314, where we are going to be learning how to spell our names today. Yay! You can learn more about the EMS show and what it is all about by visiting the EnglishMadeSimple.net website. If you want to listen to the podcast directly from the website, you can simply type in EnglishMadeSimple.net/podcast into your browser and then start listening. Easy peasy Japanesey. You know what else is easy peasy? Today's episode. Actually, it is easy peasy and it's also fun. Let me start off by asking you this one question. Have you ever found yourself struggling to spell your name over the phone? I know, I have. But fear not, my friends, because in today's episode, I'm going to share with you some super handy tips that will make spelling your name a breeze. I just use an English expression here to make something a breeze. B-R-E-E-Z-E. To make something a breeze means to make something easy. Easy breezy. It's an expression. Let's make it a breeze. Breeze is a wind that's not too strong. When you have breeze outside, it's just a wind, like weather wind outside, but it's not a strong wind. Alrighty, so back to my question. Have you ever struggled with spelling your name? This week alone, I had to spell my name like four times. Twice over the phone, and then the other two times I had to do it in person when I was visiting a doctor. I don't have a typical English-sounding name. I'm not Jane Smith, for example, or John Smith. So that's not the type of name I have. Some English names may need to be spelled out too. It doesn't have to be a foreign-sounding name. Some native speakers have uncommon spellings to their names. For example, the name Anne, you can say Anne with an E or Anne without an E at the end of it. So if your name is Anne with an E, then in this instance, you'll most likely need to spell your name when speaking to someone. If you want that person to write it down correctly, you'll have to tell them Anne with an E. So they'll know to put an E at the end of the name. Capish? Are you with me, amigos y amigas? You following me so far? So, have you had difficulty spelling your name recently? Speaking of names, amigos y amigas, I'd like to send a couple of greetings to a few special listeners of the show. So, before we get into the show, let me just say a quick hello to Diego from Cartagena in Spain, who is a radio amateur. Diego wrote me a message recently saying that he's enjoying the EMS show. So as a radio amateur, Diego has to spell certain words over the radio to communicate with other radio amateurs. So I didn't know radio amateur is actually a thing. It's like a job, right? You guys do a lot communicating over the radio. So anything you share over the radio has to sound clear. I understand you use certain codes like ICAO, which stands for International Civil Aviation Organization. Well, today's episode is very much relevant to you, amigo. So keep listening, Diego. Thanks again for your message. It really made my day to hear from you. Also, a special greeting to another listener from Chile. His name is Ivan Novakovic. An interesting name, especially his last name, which sounds Eastern European. So Ivan's grandparents are from Croatia, apparently. So I would pronounce his last name as Novakovic. I have a friend in Serbia, actually, with the same surname, Novaković. So Ivan is a forensic doctor who may understand a bit of Dutch and English. He's a new listener of the show, so welcome to the show, Ivan, and thanks a lot for your message. It was also nice to hear from you. I'll share one more greeting to a listener from South Africa called Isaac Johannes van Schalkwyk. Isaac sent me a message as he needed help to spell his name. Now, I hope I pronounce his name correctly. He did send me a message a while back, last year in November, and I did reply to Isaac then and helped him with spelling his name. Maybe this episode will help you out too, Isaac, so pay attention to today's episode. So it's very nice to receive a message from you, Isaac, and thank you for listening to the EMS show. Much appreciated. I love hearing from my listeners. I love knowing there are people out there listening to my gibberish. Hope you're learning something too as well, not just listening for the sake of listening. Alrighty, let's get back to the show now. Amigos, this will all make sense very soon. I'm sending a greeting to my listeners of the show who've decided to reach out to me. And you'll notice one thing we all have in common here. We all have interesting sounding names, fascinating names. So today's episode is going out to everyone with interesting sounding names or curious sounding names. My name is not a typical Western sounding name, as I've mentioned previously. I used to have issues spelling the letters M and N in my name. They sound very similar, especially if you're speaking to someone over the phone. It's hard to know the difference between these letters. But in today's episode, I'm going to teach you how to spell your name clearly. You'll just need to spell it once and the person on the other end will get it and won't get confused. Alrighty. Now, why is this important, you might ask? Well, being able to spell your name correctly over the phone can save you a lot of time and avoid any confusion between you and the person on the other end. Trust me, I've had my share of fun times trying to spell my name before I learned this simple trick that I'm going to share with you. Today, we're going to learn to spell our names once and for all. By the way, I'm sharing a free gift at the end of the episode, so stick around for that. You can use it to practice spelling your name, so hang tight till the end of this episode to get your free gift. Let's get cracking, amigos y amigas. The first tip I want to share with you is to use the English phonetic alphabet. This alphabet is designed to avoid confusion when communicating, especially over the phone. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean by spelling your name using the English phonetic alphabet by using my own name. Are you ready, amigos? So, hi, my name is Milena Vujnic. Let me spell that for you. M for Mike, I for India, L for Lima, E for Echo, N for November, and A for Alpha. See how easy that was? Using this phonetic alphabet, we can eliminate any mix-ups, especially with similar sounding letters like M and N or F and S. Making sense so far, amigos? Of course, you can develop your own style of spelling. You don't have to follow exactly the words that I used here. Find words that you can easily pronounce and make it fun for you. For example, I like to use words that rhyme with the letters of my name. So I would go with M for Melbourne, I for India, L for Lenny, E for Echo, N for Nelly, A for Apple. It's all about finding what works best for you. Now, here's a bonus tip, amigos y amigas. If you have a long name, it might be a good idea to think of a nickname. For example, my friend from India has a name that's 20 letters long. So she gave herself a nickname, Raji, with 4 letters. Simple and easy to remember. My husband works as an engineer in an ethnically diverse team of engineers here in Australia. There are people from India, Colombia, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, Australia, and my husband is from Chile. So very diverse. Just think of all the different names that are in the company where he works at. Each of them may have had to spell their name using the phonetic alphabet at some point while living in Australia. Well, because they had to organize their bank account, power bills, internet bills, and so on. As soon as you start doing these things over the phone, you'll have to learn how to spell your name clearly. My last name is hard to pronounce. It's actually hard to pronounce in both English and Spanish, or in any language for that matter. It's not a Western-sounding name. I'm originally from Eastern Europe, from Serbia, just like Novak Djokovic, the tennis player. Now imagine spelling that name in Australia, Djokovic. So I went to see a doctor this week, and the nurse asked me, Milena Vojnic, is this how you say your name? And I said, I know it's not an easy one, but I pronounce it as Vojnic. Then I proceeded to spell it out just in case. Then I said, V for Victoria, U for Universe, J for Jelly, N for Nelly, I for India, C for Cat. And the nurse went, oh, I see, like he understood me better all of a sudden. And from then on, it was so much easier to talk with him. Amigos, I assume you're all following me so far. Cool, cool bananas. Let me just recap what the phonetic alphabet is, amigos. The phonetic alphabet is a system used to spell words over the phone or in situations where clarity is important, like what happened to me at the doctor's office. So instead of saying letters like A, B, C, you use words like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie to represent each letter. This helps to avoid confusion because some letters like B and D can sound similar over the phone, so you have to match it to a word that starts with the same letter. For example, D for dog. This is the most common letter, letter D, that really needs to be spelled out using the phonetic alphabet. When you are speaking with people over the phone, they'll have a hard time understanding the letter D. If you have the letter D in your name, I always recommend you say D for dog to avoid confusion with speaking with people over the phone. It actually doesn't matter if you have a foreign sounding name or not. For some reason, the letter D is always hard to pick up over the phone. Let me ask you this question, amigos. How many letters do you have in your name? How would you spell it out loud so everyone understands you clearly? But hey, don't worry. If you're still struggling a bit with this, don't worry. Be happy. I've got you covered. As I hinted at the beginning of the episode, I have a free gift for you, amigos y amigas, that will help you with spelling your name over the phone or in person. I highly recommend you learn how to spell your name using the phonetic alphabet. I have prepared a simple guide that you can just download and follow when you're practicing at home by yourself. Just refer to this guide when you're practicing spelling your name out loud until you feel comfortable, until you can spell your name clearly so that when you spell it, sounds like a song. It's almost like singing your name. Once you feel comfortable with spelling out your name, find words that match the letters in your name. For example, I have a letter M in my name, so I can choose any word that starts with M. I can say M for Melbourne, M for Mambo, M for Magnificent Muncher of Muffins. Okay, not the last one, it's too long, but maybe M for Muffins sounds good. M for Muffin Top. maybe that's for another episode. What a Muffin Top is, can explain that at another time. Right, making sense, amigos. Okay, guys, back to the free guide that I mentioned earlier. So to download the free guide, go to englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname. englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname. All one word. You may struggle at first, but the good news is that the more you practice spelling your name, the quicker and more confident you'll become saying it out loud. Trust me on this. This is your secret sauce to speaking confidently in English, especially when you're visiting English-speaking countries or speaking to someone over phone or over Zoom online, and you need to clarify things with an English native speaker. or if you need to communicate with anyone over the phone in English for that matter. Go to englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname, all one word, spell my name. Hope this is all making sense, amigos y amigas. I'll put the link in the description of this episode so that you can also click that link to get to the right page. If you're wondering why you'd need to learn how to spell your name confidently, well, here are my top three reasons. Well, number one, you gain practical everyday skill. So you acquire a practical skill that you can use in your daily life, whether it's filling out forms, again, making reservations or engaging in casual conversations. Number two, you boost your confidence. Feel more confident when introducing yourself or providing your name, knowing that you're spelling it correctly. Number three, you'll avoid misunderstandings. This is important. Reduce the chances of others misspelling or mispronouncing your name by knowing its spelling in English, by really mastering that spelling in English. And lastly, you'll be more professional. Present yourself professionally in various settings, such as job interviews, meetings, or networking events. You'll just be more professional when you know how to spell your name using this method. Cool, cool bananas. That all sounds fine and dandy. Go to englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname to get the guide. That's my gift to you. And I think that's it for today's episode. I hope you had a great time learning how to spell your name like a confident English speaker. It's been a pleasure sharing this episode with you. If you'd like to support the show, visit englishmadesimple.net/transcripts and download the transcripts to contribute and support the show. If you can't contribute right now, that's fine. Then please share this episode with your friends. Don't forget to visit englishmadesimple.net/podcast anytime to continue listening to the rest of the episodes. Keep practicing, amigos y amigas. Stay cool and keep in touch. Until next time, hasta la próxima.